Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Senator Sessions says there's a deliberate plan by Obama to basically collapse America, its borders. Well, no kidding. I've said for years there's a fiat legalization. Stan Deo, who I want to get back on in the near future, is our guest. StanDeo.com. Again, I got to be honest. I heard him, got to be over a decade ago, talking about earthquakes and the super volcano and talking about all this stuff. And I was just like, that guy sounds credible. But me, you know, that's just... This is just fun talk radio stuff. I'm not going to have this guy on. And then just over the years, I keep hearing him like, wow, that all happened. That all happened. Man, I tell you, I just hope the rest of it doesn't come true. But, yeah, California, what will happen conservatively compared to other earthquakes in similar fault lines, according to the geology, unsanitized through the federal government, according to your sources? What will happen if it kicks off on average? Will it have like a 8.0, or could it be big like Japan, even higher?
Well, the Northern California, the Juan de Fuca plate, is already rated at 9, Richter 9 plus, and that's on the new system, which typically records a slightly lower value. So an earthquake there could then trigger the San Andreas Fault and a number of parallel faults in California, breaking it up into a series of islands, more than just the whole West Coast falling.
That could be a blessing, actually.
Yeah, I know.
I'm being sarcastic, folks. California is a beautiful state. There's a lot of great people in it. But
Yeah. We know what's been going on there, though, and it's... I'm hoping the wise people there have moved out. Certainly we've seen an influx of many of the Californians over the last 10 years into Colorado, getting, you know, into a better area.
And they're not taking your guns, yes, they...
Well, no, I mean, look...
No, I mean, they wreck their state, and they come to Texas and Colorado and try to pass anti-gun laws.
You see this vest I've got here made in Colorado?
Yes, sir.
You know, by Colorado Leather? Right in there is where you put your pistol. It's a concealed carry...
No, I love Colorado. I'm just saying the Democrats have moved there and are passing anti-gun laws.
Yeah, well, we're trying to stop that now. Then we've been good about having a couple of our senators recalled. You know, friends of ours have helped to organize that. And
no, you've done great. You've done great. I'm sorry to go off on a jag.
That's all right. Now, listen, one thing I do want to say here, Alex, is this. We talk about these frightening, threatening things, and I don't want to leave people just fearful with no answers. Neither does Holly, and that's why she puts up that website every day and lots of preparation information for free on it. Hard copy stuff you can get in her book, Dare to Prepare, and in my book, The Cosmic Conspiracy. Those two help you to prepare for the immediate future, spiritually and physically, you know, practically and philosophically. And so understand that it's not our job to frighten you. It is our job to help you and not let you just, you know, go put your head in a pillow and say, you know, I can't do it anymore. I'm running, you know, I'm sticking my head in the sand. We can deal with this, those of us that are prepared. And I don't think we need to give up our weapons. I don't think we need to give up our food as being hoarders, according to the government. I think we need to take a stand for that. And maybe put stashes of food and medicine and munitions and whatever.
Oh, no, I agree. We tell people how bad things are getting so they're ready for it and can deal with it.
That's right. And I'm certainly glad you do. I know you have a lot of listeners, and, we share a lot of listeners as well, I suppose.
But, oh, we do. You know, I just really respect so much the info you put out. I respect you totally, and I think you're a visionary on so many levels, Stan. So I hope you'll start coming on, you know, every month or so on a regular basis, and we'll get into your book, The Cosmic Conspiracy, Dare to Prepare, all of it. Thank you so much for spending time with us. 30-second closing comment.
30-second closing comment. Well, it's the old Boy Scout credo, be prepared. And certainly, you know, we're Christian around here, Messianic Christian. And I think it's time for people to reassess their relationship with our Creator and with God. Things are going to get tense, and some of us will die before others. And so you need to plan for that eventuality as well. In the meantime, have community, build friends, and not enemies.
Wow, Stan Deo, powerful interview. Thank you, sir. We'll be back with McAfee.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Sebelius falls on the sword for the highly successful Obamacare program. That's right, the drug war is successful. They ship the drugs in, keep them illegal, keep the price up, launder the money in the big private banks. The education system, dumped from the highest scores in the world to the lowest scores in the industrialized world, has been very successful. They want you stupid, just like George Carlin said. That's why education will never get better, because they want you dumb. The owners do. You see, you think they failed in Katrina. No, they got FEMA's funding doubled. They screw up and then get more power because they don't ever go to jail. They don't ever get impeached. They don't ever get kicked out. Well, guess what? She wasn't going to leave. She swore to never leave. She's now gone, as if the public thinks she screwed up and, well, we got rid of who messed it up. Then they spun it today and had her say, oh, it's because Obamacare is such a success. That's the talking point. All the talking heads is a total success. But meanwhile, we've got, and after he leaves us at 45 after, I'm going to play all these clips, or maybe I'll play it with him when he's here and get his take and stay with us to the end, whatever John McAfee wants to do, the guy that the Senate called and tried to get to fix it. He said it can't be fixed. The whole thing's a fraud. We had him on like 2 days after it launched. It broke here before it was on MSNBC that he'd been contacted. And That thing about John McAfee, I mean, I didn't know he was telling me the truth up front with his wild stories, but all of it turned out to be true. All of it turned out on everything he ever told me to be true. So pretty amazing on that front. Now we've had him on, I don't know, 6-7 times. He's been here to Austin repeatedly. We've hung out, had dinner, gone shooting. Really an interesting guy. And I thought, you know, we've got the ultimate expert to come on to talk about Heartbleed and just, you know, how bad is it? Canada halts online tax returns in wake of Heartbleed. Heartbleed bug. Check which sites you have been patched. We've been patched before it's even got announced. Heartbleed internet security bug. And they go on to say it could take down the entire internet. Well, I think the NSA released the keys to this. Just like I said, I thought Microsoft, Israel, and the U.S. were behind Stuxnet because I went and checked with IT experts and said, who can do this? Who stands to gain? They said, Microsoft, you know, has the keys to it, and it's an industrial sabotage system. It's probably Israel and the U.S. So I came out and said, Israel, U.S. I was attacked by national media. 6 months later, turned out I was right in spades. So later we're going to get into the lawlessness of the government coming out. You've got Gohmert. You've got other Texas congressmen saying that Holder should be arrested for contempt of Congress. You have more contempt coming down. Pardon me, sir? Barnhold from Texas. Yes, thanks for reminding me his name. Said he should be arrested. He should be in jail is the actual quote. We've now got Boehner saying there's a cover-up with the IRS persecution. We've now got Cruz coming out and saying that they should be impeached. Holder should be impeached. We've got all these other people like Senator Sessions saying that it's a criminal implosion of the government. It's a criminal takedown of our sovereignty. They're all finally saying what it is. And as more people get courage, they can't target everyone. That's why I told you, my job is to say the radical truths. If it's true, I'm going to say it. If I believe it's correct and I've got the evidence, I'm going to say it. I don't care how bat you know what crazy it sounds. I told you our government, criminal elements run Al-Qaeda. I told you that 16, 17 years ago. It's mainstream news today. It's a secret army being used by criminal groups to attack enemies they want to bring down, to destabilize the world and bring down this country as well. So John McAfee joins us. And it's so funny because just a week ago I was talking to him via text. He was saying, look, I've just come out with this proxy system so that they can't track it back to you with all the passwords compromised. And I was like, I get what you're saying. And he's going, he also told me in person, look, the passwords are compromised. Even if you change them, they know your IP address. That's why you've got to constantly be changing where you come into the internet. I don't understand all this technical stuff. He was basically, I guess, talking about Heartbleed. And then Heartbleed all broke this week. And I kept thinking, there's somebody I can get on about this. Who is it? And I couldn't think. You know, sometimes the simplest thing, you can't click. And then I was driving in my car yesterday at about 5 o'clock driving home, and it clicked. I got to get John McAfee on, see if he'll come on to tell us what he thinks about Heartbleed. I haven't talked to him. I don't know what he's going to say about Heartbleed. I don't know what his take is. Sir, A, have I made anything that any points that make sense? B, what do you think is going on with Heartbleed? And then tell us about your new free app. That I talked to my IT folks, they said, no, it's a great way to protect yourself from things like Heartbleed. John, what do you think? Hey, good to have you with us. So you got the floor. Tell us what you think.
Okay, well, the problem with Heartbleed is that approximately 70% of all computers use the OpenSSL encryption technique to encrypt data. Now, the problem with this is OpenSSL is a volunteer organization composed of 4 people. There is no quality control. Now, this is one of the problems with open source code, that American industry is using it, and it hasn't been tested properly. I mean, for example, in Microsoft, there are at least 50 to 100 people in quality assurance that do nothing but test the software constantly. There are none in the open source SSL group. They are relying on users to report bugs. This is a terrible technique. 70% of all computers use a program that has had a major flaw for over 2 years. And this flaw allows hackers to get in and read encrypted mail, encrypted communications of all kinds, without our knowledge. Now, keep in mind, this has been going on for 2 years, and we just now discovered it. I think it's one of the problems with American corporations. They've become lazy. Rather than building things in the proper way, they rely on open source, which is free, and everybody goes, oh, this is great. This is good stuff. But this is what happens. So 70% of all computers in the world have been compromised by this bug, which is 2 years old.
Expanding on that, then, overall, what would you do? Where do you think Heartbleed's going? Will government use it as a power grab?
No, I don't think the government will use it, Alex. I think that the fix has already been announced. However, it's like locking the barn door after the cows are gone. 2 years we have had this problem. Now, think about how critical this is. 70% of all computer systems, almost every major website, including Yahoo, including Facebook, including Google, use the OpenSSL code. So everybody who's been using these systems is now, it has been, vulnerable for 2 years. Your passwords have probably been taken. Your secret communications have probably been read. Hackers have known about this for quite a while. The user community has not. And again, it's the problem of laziness. You know, we've become somewhat lax in our understanding of what we're doing. Our technology is so advanced, and yet we are using things like open source composed of four volunteers, Alex. It's astonishing. It boggles my mind. And I've been saying all along that there will eventually be problems. There have to be. There is no organized quality control and testing process for this major element of security and privacy.
John McAfee, the guru, the inventor of what is known as antivirus software, and then also well known for his intrigues down in Belize. Expanding on this, and we're going to play a little animation here in a moment, tell us about your new free app or software that you think is the answer to much of the security problems for the individual out there.
Well, our app runs on Android phones, Android smartphones. I still believe that phones present our greatest risk to security and privacy. And I have just released an app which will run through all of your applications and tell you which ones are watching you through your camera, which ones are listening to you through your microphone, which ones are reading your emails, reading your SMS text messages, or even calling without your knowledge, using your telephone. And you would not believe the number of apps that do this. Most people find that 50% of their apps or more that they have downloaded and have been using for years violate their privacy in an astonishing way. After you run the system, you can then choose which apps you want to trust and which you don't. The ones you don't want to trust, we will simply remove from your system. This is the first step in the major decentral project, and I think that this is probably the most important. Again, people who run this are astonished. You would be astonished, Alex, if you ran it on your Android phone. It would, again, over 50% of apps are violating you in some way, listening to you, watching you, reading your messages, looking at your location and reporting it. It boggles my mind. What happens is people download these apps and they don't pay any attention to the fine print. You know, you have a contract which is 3 pages long. Nobody reads it. You just run the app. And that app, why do you think they're free mostly? They're free because they're making money by selling your information, where you are, what you're doing.
John McAfee, I want to come back from break and have you break this down. But first, here's a 30-second promo you've got for your new free Android app. The rollout will be on other systems soon, called Decentral. Here it is. To have some ads like us for that. Again, it was mainly a visual ad. Where's the best place for folks to go, John, to see the ad that I just played the audio of?
Okay, it's on Google Play. The program is Decentral One. That's D, then the word central with the number one after it. It's free, and I'm not watching people or doing anything.
Or who is McAfee.com? Let's come back and talk about it straight ahead. Excellent ad. I want my ad department to basically do stuff like that. That is powerful. We'll be right back.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze-dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze-drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze-drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze-dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze-dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Victory Seed Company is a family-owned, farm-based organization working to keep rare, open-pollinated heirloom seeds available for your home garden with no unstable hybrids or GMO seeds sold. Learn about their mission at victoryseeds.com and, for a limited time, enter Victory at checkout to receive a free garden planning tool on orders over $10. Grow your Victory garden with Victory brand seeds. victoryseeds.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase. In areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Is our guest. I want to continue with internet security. In the next segment, I want to ask him about just the state of the world right now. But you were getting into your decentralized whoismcafee.com. Folks can follow over there to get the free Google Android happen things that you're going to, you were telling me, going to roll out to Apple systems and others soon. But explain to people what your application does to give some levels of protection. I guess it just tells you what's going on. And then you're also developing another system that'll be a little box that gives people web anonymity no matter where they go, so you don't have to trust a third-party proxy server?
Yes. The what we're doing is we're rolling out Decentral in phases. Our first phase was the privacy app that it first gets rid of those applications that are invading your privacy. And again, an astonishing number of apps that you download do that. I mean, for example, Alex, the Bank of America app, the online banking application, you would think that's a very trivial thing and it wouldn't need any information. Yet you have to give that permission to turn on the camera on your phone. Why? Because I assume because they haven't told me. I've called many times. I'm assuming it's because if you empty your account online and say, well, hey, I didn't do that, they can come back and say, yeah, well, we have video of you doing it and talking while you're doing it. Still, this should be known. I mean, you should know that while you're doing the online banking, someone is watching you or recording that data. And if there's an employee at the bank that's bored one day, I mean, at lunchtime, there's nothing to prevent them turning on your camera and seeing what you're doing.
Well, that's admitted at the NSA that they stalk their girlfriends, ex-girlfriends, wives, husbands, business partners. I mean, they're just doing whatever they want.
Right, and it's not just the NSA, it's the major American corporation. The world has changed, Alex. Everything is about marketing now. Everything is about where you are, what you want, what you're doing, what you need. And the more information they have about you, what you're wearing, where you go every day, then the more they can market to you. It's a very frightening situation. So it's not just the NSA. The NSA is motivated by some bizarre concept of national security. American corporations are motivated by greed, and they will do anything to increase their profits, including violating your privacy to an astonishing degree. And our app tells you that. It will tell you which applications are doing this, and then you can choose. You can say, well, I'll live with it. I'll live with them watching me while I do online banking. But if you don't like that, we'll just remove the app for you.
Let me ask you this question. I had asked the crew a while back, and they didn't get around to it because they're busy, but I said, I want to do an animation or a graphic that literally shows like blinds and somebody looking through your iPad and then start talking to you. And you're like, hey, what are you doing? And the person says back, oh, hey, you know, you don't mind if I watch you, do you? I'm your neighbor, Bob. You'd go over and kick Bob's butt. But if it's government or a corporation, it's like, oh, let them watch me. When they're using the data, just like thieves will use data off Facebook to rob your house, you protect your data because there's bad people out there. People go, well, I'm not bad, so spy on me. No, there's bad people out there. It's like, I'm not going to lock my door at night because I'm a good person. No, you lock your door because there's bad people out there.
Absolutely. That is a fundamental problem, and it has been a problem all along. And again, it's the fact that we willingly load these apps into our system without caring. We don't understand the implications of people knowing where we are, what we're doing, who we're with. Some apps actually read all of your contacts so they know who all of your close friends are. They read your SMS text messages. Believe it or not, they can read your emails and download them. You give apps this permission. And this is frightening that we have loaded these things and we have no concept what they're doing.
Email admits they read every email you send and put it into a data mine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they do that because it gives them great power to know what the world is doing, what every man, woman, and child is doing every day, who they're talking to, what they want, what their dreams are. Well, that's great for them, but it's terrible for us. I don't want that. I would like to have some privacy. I would like to have
Something funny I've noticed, I agree with you. If you're looking at one of your friends' phones while they're texting just by accident or because you're used to looking at screens, people will get really irritated if you look over their shoulder at their computer. Even at an internet cafe, I'll see something interesting on somebody's screen and look at it. They'll get mad. Absolutely. But then the government is gang raping them. Corporations are, and they love it.
They do. And it's like, well, one person's looking over your shoulder. If you've downloaded 50 apps, there are 50 people looking over your shoulder. Not just at what you're typing in the screen, but what you typed yesterday. The note that you typed to your wife. Think about it. Our private messages, our most intimate thoughts and intimate communications are being watched by corporations and the government. This is a frightening situation, and we just blithely go on about
it. I agree. Stay there. And I'm already finding that it's a panopticon effect where I'm doing everything as if I'm being watched. And it's not that I've done something bad, but now I can't be private. I've been wrong. John McAfee's our guest.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Using six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Listeners of GCN know governments and identity thieves around the world are illegally spying on our digital data. This puts you at risk of financial loss or potential targeting because of your political affiliation or spiritual beliefs. But now there's a new, free, and easy way to protect yourself. Regain your privacy and security now with Unseen. Unseen is a free digital communication service that offers email, chat, audio, and video calling, plus cloud storage. All secured with unparalleled encryption and is hosted in Iceland, where your data is protected by some of the strongest privacy laws in the world. For a limited time, GCN listeners get a 20% discount when upgrading to Unseen's premium service, which offers more storage and even greater security. Plus, get huge discounts when you buy multiple premium accounts. Perfect for your family, Bible study, political action group, or business. This isn't just your average radio ad. This is a call to action. You now have the power at your fingertips to stop Big Brother in his tracks. So why wait? Go to unseennow.com and take action today. That's unseennow.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
It is only fitting that a free screen should sound the alarm against those who would destroy freedom. For in its power to deceive and inflame, or enlighten and inspire, the motion picture has no equal.
I've got Chris's T-Mobile droid in here, and we scanned the 54 apps that are on his. And if you look, he's got the free iPhone app that we put out 4 years ago, the one with the standard radio app that were used by hundreds of radio stations, and we have a green rating showing that version 3.4.8 that's used by hundreds of thousands of people. It has a green rating. There are some in here that he has on his phone that have a orange rating or a red rating. I want to ask John McAfee, the antivirus guru who's launched Decentral, best easiest place to find it is whoismcafee.com. You just go there, and I can't wait till it's on the Apple platform. I'll put it on mine. It's just great to know and to create awareness of this, of who's spying on you. What does it mean that Yahoo has an orange rating? The battery saver has up to a middle rating. The Google settings is into the middle, into the red rating. What are the rating systems on here? What does it mean that I have a green rating? Is that good?
What you can do is you can click on that specific app, Alex, and it will tell you exactly what that app is doing. It'll tell you whether it's accessing the camera or the microphone, whether it's reading your emails or SMS messages, whether it's making phone calls without your knowledge. Keep in mind that Google is highly rated as undesirable, not undesirable, but invasive of your privacy, because they are the world's collector of data. They want to know everything about you. So again, clicking on it, it'll give you a rating. Then when you click on the application, it will tell you why it's given that rating, whether it's just your email messages or whether it's reading your contacts and downloading your contacts information or what have you. Some apps do all of that. Some apps read the phone, use the phone, send SMS messages, read the SMS messages, read the email, watch you, listen to you, all of the above. So clicking on them will tell you that.
So even though mine is very simple and we set up with a mainline company to have limited stuff, the way the Internet's designed, it has some data just so it can give you higher or lower quality audio depending on how good your Internet is. And then even though we have a four-year-old app that's been updated, it's still got issues, and it's compared to other stuff on your thing, you know, super good rated, but still is basically wide open. I guess the Internet itself has been built to spy on people.
Well, I don't think that was the original intent, of course. I think the original intent was to assist communication and share knowledge. But very quickly, I think corporate and government agencies have said, whoa, this is a terrific platform that we can use to increase our profits, to spy on our citizens, to control our citizenry. And that's what it's being used for now. And we are culpable in that we willingly do these things. We willingly download these apps because they make life a little bit easier. But the price for that ease is a loss of privacy.
So it's Trojan horses. We literally take the so-called free gift, but it's not free. We take the Palantir from Sauron, but it's so he can control us.
That's it. Basically, it is not free. It doesn't cost you money. It costs you a lot more than money. It costs you your privacy, your intimacy. I mean, think about it, Alex. I mean, if you give an app the ability to read all of your emails, some people, you know, they send quite juicy emails to their spouses or their lovers. Good Lord, do you want that downloaded and accessible to some corporation? I don't think so. And yet you willingly, when you load these apps, give that app the right to do that. It's insane. We need to get a grip on ourselves. We need to understand what we have done with the technology that we have created. We have created a monster, and we have let that monster into our home.
That's right. John McAfee is our guest. Again, I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Let me just get into some news with you, John. This is always interesting. What do you think of this situation out in Nevada, where clearly, if you know the laws, as you do, they've had grazing rights for 140-plus years. They've got, you know, cattle crossing signs there. They've run 53 families out of the area. They're the last family out there. And now they're tasering people, beating up protesters, telling the governor to go jump in the lake when clearly they have the grazing rights, the surface rights, the water rights. And BLM all over the country is kicking people off public land where they have grazing rights for hundreds of years in some cases. And government literally with attack dogs bugging their eyes out. It just seems like this imperious attitude. What's your take on that?
Yeah, don't talk to me about the law, Alex. I've been sued 100 times in 22 years and spent over $10 million in legal fees. The problem with the law is that it helps now just the lawyers. I mean, lawyers are making out like crazy, and it helps those who are in power. So the law is something that's no longer of a blind lady with a scale. No, it's something where the rich weigh the balance, where the people in power, the people who have greed, weigh this balance. So you know, I'm the last person in the world to talk about this. I'm excessively biased. $10 million, Alex, in 22 years in legal fees. Now, this is outrageous. And again, I agree with you. I mean, grazing rights are, you know, they were established hundreds of years ago. And if we look at the reality of the situation, grazing rights, well, that's food. It's one of our necessities. And when we restrict ranchers, when we restrict farmers, when we legislate against the manufacturers of our food, we're stepping on very dangerous ground.
Well, that's right. And beef prices are all-time high because people are getting out of the cattle business because of the regulations.
Absolutely.
And the meat packers are on record, had the FDA shut down all their competition to create a bottleneck. I mean, this is outrageous.
Well, I lived in New Mexico for a number of years, and it's all ranching territory. I know how tough ranching is. I've never done it myself, but all of my neighbors did it. I have a healthy respect for that lifestyle. I have a healthy respect for their attitudes, and I have a healthy respect for their work ethics. I mean, they work harder than anyone. And they are put upon by everybody, certainly the government. You know, the government wants land. We're running out of space. We need this. We need that. You know, and a rancher that has, 100,000 acres and is working his ass off trying to make a living, that's great. That's 100,000 acres I can use for development.
It's unbelievable. I mean, I have family and farming and ranching, and the bureaucrats will go harass some little ranch with 300 cows or 100. You can't even make a living on that. And then they have big agri just above the law, and no one even messes with them because they write the laws. And this country's gone from being able to feed the whole world in the 50s to we import half our food and a third of our beef now. I mean, they have really jacked this country up.
Absolutely. And if you think about it, food, clothing, and shelter are the basic necessities of life. When we can no longer feed ourselves as a nation, when we make it difficult for the manufacturers of food or the producers of food to actually make a living, then it makes sense for them to get out of that business and do something else. It's insane, sir.
Well, it's like third world countries and dictatorships are always hell pits. Because the control freaks just want to control everything and point guns at people and walk around in black uniforms, and pretty soon everything falls apart. Great job.
Well, it does indeed, and I think it starts with our privacy, Alex. If we don't have privacy, and if everyone knows what everyone is doing, we're living in a nightmare. We're living in a world where we've lost our humanity. We've lost our basic ability to have communion and intimacy. Intimacy does not involve outside parties. It does not involve corporations and governments. It
That's right. Free association means we can go into a house and play poker if we want, or it means we can go with our wife and do what we want, or our girlfriend or our husband. It means we lower the shades, not that we're doing something bad, but because this is our house. It's not your house. We build a fence because we don't want you looking at us.
And we have intimacy now. Privacy is a matter of choice, Alex. I mean, when you first meet someone, you don't divulge your most intimate secrets, do you? It doesn't happen. After three or four dinners, you might tell them, where you work and a little bit about your life. When you become very close to someone, you start divulging, like your spouse, your wife, your husband. You start divulging things about yourself which really don't belong in the world at large.
Wait, I know where you're going with this. I just clicked. You're right. You only share the keys to your kingdom with people you love and trust, yes. And they are robbing and raping something that you might not even tell your wife your deepest secrets. And these little bastards at Microsoft and these people at Google and these people at the NSA and Defense Intelligence and all over are literally raping us. This is outrageous.
Well, it's not just that. And here's the issue. In releasing Decentral One, I took a major risk, Alex, because I am going against the corporate thrust of every major corporation and every major data acquisition company. Google, I'm the most unpopular person in the world for Google because my app will tell you what Google is doing. Sure. When you first read the fine print, it says, well, you're giving us the right to do a number of things. So you have to agree to that. And you say, sure, without thinking. What my app does is make you think. It points out exactly what you have done. You've given them the right to turn on your camera, your phone, to listen to you, to read your emails. It is unbelievable. And so I'm going to be a very unwanted person to almost every company in America because every company depends upon marketing data for profit.
Incredible. John McAfee is our guest. Well, John, in closing, and I hope you'll come back soon, what is your take on the Attorney General and the fact that they're using the IRS against their political enemies and haven't gotten in trouble, and Obamacare and Fast and Furious, more and more people are coming out calling them criminals, and now they're threatening people back. Where do you see this country going?
You know, Alex, first of all, I think it's an atrocity. However, this is nothing new, Alex. This has been going on since the times of J. Edgar Hoover and even before. It's just what power does. Power corrupts people, Alex. It does. And absolute power corrupts people absolutely. And it may be in subtle ways. But eventually you realize that you do have the power to unjustly punish your enemies or people you perceive as enemies, to punish your competition, to punish things that are threats to you. This is what the world is. It's human nature. I'm sorry to be this cynical, but it's a fact. We are all full of certain things, greed and jealousy and fear. And these motivate people to do what they can to alleviate these fears and these jealousies and so on. When you have ultimate power, well, terrible things happen sometimes. And it's been going on for generations. And it is an atrocity. And I think that people should be punished. It's unlikely that they will. In the past, they haven't been. It's just a tragic situation. The more important thing is we need to take charge of our own lives, Alex. With Decentral One, I've given people a tool to do that. And by the way, you're asking about the graphic ad, the animation. Chad Esley, a very good friend of mine, did that, and I can certainly give him your name after this. And if you want to do something similar, he's extremely good. He's very fast, and he's very reasonable.
All right. Well, we've got to collaborate together for liberty. John McAfee, whoismcafee.com to find the free app and so much more. Thank you so much for the time.
Yes, sir.
All right. Always great to talk to that guy. We've become friends. Really, really classy guy when you get to know him. Smart guy, too. Obviously, that goes without saying. Founded a $4 billion company. Now, before we go any further, in the next segment, we're going to get an update on if anything's happened out at the Bundy Ranch with the feds running around with their tongues hanging out with tasers and attack dogs. And there's fireworks every day. DrudgeReport.com is covering it in great detail. And so is Infowars.com. So we're going to connect with them now on Skype out there at the Bundy Ranch and talk to them. Briefly, ladies and gentlemen, I really want to get to Boehner. So let's cue up Boehner now finally talking about a cover-up by Obama and the IRS stuff. I mean, you know, McAfee said this always is going on. Yeah, but John N. Mitchell went to jail for the IRS stuff as Attorney General with Nixon. And Holder says that no Attorney General has ever been treated like this. What, ask questions when you defy Congress on subpoenas? A bunch of Attorney Generals have gone to jail. A bunch of them have been indicted. I am sick of this baloney about race guard. If Holder was white, he'd be in jail right now. Americans are so obsessed with race, whites are so guilty that they will not do anything to Obama politically because they feel guilty. Obama could be butchering children with a butcher knife or a meat cleaver on the White House lawn, and no one would do anything about it because he's supposedly black. Doesn't talk or look like any black people I know. Personally, I don't even care what color he is. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I cannot believe the top baseball player came out and said, you're racist if you don't like Obamacare. You're KKK. I mean, this is getting ridiculous. You know, Hank Aaron, tell that to all the black people getting cut back in their hours and getting their payroll tax raised like everybody else. Tell that to 52% of black people that get flushed down a toilet when they're born. I'm sick of it. It makes me want to throw up. You're race-baiting garbage that creates racism in this country across the board. And then as they ride this horse of racial division and infighting and balkanization, they lecture those of us that are moral and just and want liberty. It's the height of hypocrisy, the height of fraud, the height of hoax, a giant stinking con game. Here is Boehner forced by constituents to start telling the truth. Here it is.
The frustration is that the American people have not been told the truth about what happened at the IRS. The American people have not been told the truth about what happened in Fast and Furious. The administration has not told the American people the truth about Benghazi. And we've been going through all of these hearings, having to hold people in contempt because they've made it impossible to get to the documents. They've not been forthcoming. They owe the American people the truth. And when it comes to Benghazi, we've got four Americans who are dead. And their families deserve the truth about what happened, and the administration refuses to tell them the truth.
Now, Boehner did good there, but he should go further and say, we know what they did, and then show the testimony that contradicts all the lies of the political persecution. I mean, they act like it's just, oh, they did a few wrong things, but, you know, we can't find... They shipped guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. Got caught with the documents. That's a frame-up. They got caught targeting thousands of groups, not letting them have 501c3s, going after pro-life groups, indicting people, all this stuff, while they're hiring all these felony groups to run the enrollment system of Obamacare. I mean, they're not just criminals, folks. They're super criminals. They're going to take everything down. This isn't boss hog business as usual. I would not be risking my life being so hardcore. Believe me, I'm risking my life here. Calling these people out if I thought that they were just boss hog. Because, you know, boss hog can be dealt with later. You can, you know, not push boss hog too far. You know, it's not worth risking your life. This is not boss hog. This is cancer. This is brain cancer. This is not a game. This is not, you can just play games with this. You got to bring this people down or the precedent set they can get with everything. Oh, I'm so sick of it. I mean, just Calgon, take me away, man. I you know, but there's no future. Desinex, take me away. That's a joke. I asked Richard to buy me Desinex for my dog's paw the other day. He bought me like 12 bottles. Somebody was in my house. They go, do you have a fungus problem? I said, yes, I snort Desinex.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration bottle for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005. GoBerkey.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
We're going into emergency overdrive for at least 30 minutes in the next hour with David Knight with breaking news there at the Bundy Ranch in Nevada. Now, I don't normally go off just hunches, but a few times a week, I won't know why I think something, but I'll say, go look into this. And this morning, right when the show started, about 30 minutes in, I ran around the office waving my arms, and I said, it's Nevada, it's Harry Reid. I noticed Democrats locally are saying, we're going to come after you, get body bags, how dare people come here, better not come here. I said, I bet this is a land grab. And I said, Harry Reid is a gangster that basically runs Nevada. I bet Harry Reid's involved. And it was just a hunch. And Watson got busy and didn't do it. We have the top link Drudge article at drudgereport.com. And I said, I want that updated. I bet money Harry Reid's involved in the land. Now, for whatever reason, Watson didn't update it. County commissioner says Bundy Ranch supporters better have funeral plans. Okay? Now, we found this in New American and Breitbart from years ago. So just my hunch was instantly confirmed. Kit found documents on government sites. Kit's got a big article coming out that we need to update into Watson's article that's on Drudge. I don't know what you say. Harry Reid behind Nevada land grab. Oh, my God, you found it.
Mm-hmm.
And you just ran in here going, no, we just spent the last 2 hours looking into what you said. It's all publicly in view. So let's explain something. It's already in the news that Harry Reid was doing the solar panel farm, and it looks like wind farm, on this very 600,000 acres. Now, but this was 2 years ago, New American,
mm-hmm.
which are very credible. They're neurotic about sourcing everything. We have their editor on, William F. Jasper. Of course, they live out there as well. So the point is that tell us what you discovered and what's about to break in the next 20 minutes at Infowars.com. It is extremely newsworthy. Look, there it is. U.S. Senator Reid's son combined for China firm's desert plant, and it turns out it's in that. It's there. Holy Toledo. How many years ago was that in Reuters? 2012.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Devastating. So maybe it wasn't a hunch. Maybe subconsciously I remember the name of that county, that ranch, and why they ran the 50-something people out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Whoa. I mean, did I not run around the office saying Harry Reid, Harry Reid?
Oh, absolutely.
I sense Harry Reid. Literally. Go ahead.
Yeah, and the BLM has actually attempted to cover up. I found documents that they deleted off their site, but I was able to find them off of Free Republic.
Another devastating victory?
Yes, absolutely. And these documents stated that they actually directly mentioned Cliven Bundy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. These criminals. No wonder they're ready to kill people over this. Mm-hmm. The local mob boss owns it now.
Yeah. And they're saying that they want his cattle off the land.
It's the Chi-Coms with that traitor Reid. Communist forces, literally. Absolutely. I bet a top Chinese general's over it because they own everything, every deal anyways.
Yeah.
So communist generals in China who have mass murder factories, basically,
mm-hmm.
and suicide nets, and Harry Reid, that degenerate pile of crap.
Yeah. And one thing to mention is Harry Reid's former senior advisor is one of the heads of BLM. And the document I discovered said that...
So BLM is literally a rogue criminal group for the Chinese government.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Well, that's it. Chinese government, Harry Reid behind Bundy land grab. Secret documents reveal. Oh my gosh. Jerome Corsi. Jerome Corsi back in... Oh, my gosh. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So the document mentions that
Jerome Corsi reported a year ago the Chi-Coms take it over this year. They've got a deadline to get him off.
Mm-hmm.
It's been handed over to the Chinese government. Meanwhile, Bundy doesn't even know about it.
Yeah.
He's getting hit by Chi-Com takeover and doesn't even know. I mean, this job is the twilight zone, man.
It's still out in the open. It's ridiculous.
And I guarantee you, those BLM would probably shoot 55 million kids if they were ordered to by Harry Reid. And that's why they hate those ranchers. They are an absolute army of criminal filth and trash.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation.
Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Waging.